Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. Broadcasting from World Fantasy Con in Calgary. I'm pleased now to welcome Rhea Rose, a regular contributor to the Tesseract's anthologies. Welcome, Rhea.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Good, good. Can you tell us a little bit about the types of stories and poems that you've had published in Tesseract's?
Well, my stories tend to have protagonists that are young. They tend to be children, and they tend to be put into isolated situations that give them a hard time, and they try to survive within them. So that's pretty much what most of them go like.
Oh, wonderful. So you've been published in, like, you've had about three stories published with Tesseract?
That's right, three stories.
And a couple of poems?
And a couple of poems, that's
right. Want to tell me about a couple of those stories? Maybe the first one you had published in Tesseract?
Okay, well, the first story I had published in Tesseract's One was my very first publication.
Wonderful.
And it's called Chronos Christmas, and it... The main characters are children. They're a small gang in an isolated area, and their goal is to capture Christmas. And the story is all about the violence they actually perpetuate on each other in order to get this prize of Christmas.
Well, that sounds like fun. So you started your writing career with Tesseract's, is that correct?
My publishing, yes.
You publish, of
yes.
course, there's a big difference there.
Yes.
And how did you why did you decide to submit to Tesseract's in the first place?
Well, many years ago, I had started writing short stories. I'd been writing poetry for a long time. I did attend Clarion, and while I was in Clarion working on Chronos Christmas, I subscribed to a newsletter called the Burnaby Writers Newsletter, and in there I saw a call for submissions for the first Tesseract's, and so I submitted the story. And then just as I was finishing Clarion, I got a letter saying that my story had been accepted, and Judith Merrill was the editor at that time.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine,
To have my first short story published in an anthology edited with Judith Merrill. And that story was nominated for what's now called an Aurora Award. Unfortunately, I was up against Judith Merrill at the time, and she won the award.
Well, that's fair. At least you lost to good company.
I did. She was worthy.
Yes, definitely. And afterwards, you published a few other things with Tesseract, so you always kind of stuck a bit with that line.
Well, I was pretty excited to get my first short story published with them, so I immediately sat down to write a second short story, and that one was called Squirrels and Frankfurter Highlight. Frankfurter Highlight is actually a type of font. It's kind of a balloony, funny-looking font.
Oh, fun.
And so, again, it's about two kids that are abandoned in a kind of a video arcade in the future and how they survive all the ups and downs and dangers of that. And that, Tesseract 2, was published with Phyllis Gottlieb.
Wonderful.
So it was a pretty exciting start to my career. Little did I know that it would not continue.
What do you mean? You've been published in 6 and 10 as well.
Well, that's true. That's true. But there's been some gaps in between, so.
Yes. Well, what do you think, though, as a regular contributor, what would you say Tesseract's offers to new writers?
Well, first of all, they switch up their editors, which I think is really neat. So you get people who come to the field with a different perspective, who are looking for slightly different things. So you'll get hard science fiction editors, you'll get fantasy editors, you'll get, you know, dark fantasy editors, like Tesseract 13 right now has been looking for dark fantasy stories. And so everyone always has a little bit of something in their drawers, so you can send those out. And they're very open to new writers. So, a good story.
That's wonderful. So do you have anything else in the works right now?
Well, I always have something in the works, and I've always have something submitted to Tesseract's. I don't always get in, but whenever their submissions open up, I make sure that I send them at least one, if not several things.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great to hear. Mm. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It was great being here.
Thank you.